Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for giving some opportunity. I think we are not by the topic is same. What Prabhu is speaking is extension of this topic. So I'm good that we are in sync today. So people don't get confused, the audience. I would talk about initially, like, I have a like Prabhupada's vision for ISKCON movements. It's called Four Waves. We have small documentary to just, after lecture, I want to give some break as a video. Keep on talking, it's maybe difficult. So we'll have a small video, 15 minutes, and we'll summarize the video, and we'll go about Prabhupada's envision and what's happening in ISKCON and what we are trying to do. So I think Prabhu told very good points about Kshatriya, you're mentioning. Kshatriya needs guidance from the Brahmana. So we should talk about, like, society we have. So what we are giving training to Kshatriyas, that's point bit, like, maybe we'll go through. And we'll also, like, go through, like, what are the... I just subdivided the points, like, when you say, like, it's ready, or we are not? No, I am just want to. Yeah, it's coming. Okay. So, after this documentary, we'll come to have some good understanding what we are going to present today. Thank you.
And September 1965, my mission is to preach the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Krishna Kirtana Banana Kanapano Premamritam Mani Dhi.
I think I did prove.
Okay.
Yeah,
there.
Okay, it's okay, Prabhu, we'll just go ahead.
Nimataram Punditam Sankh
निकलू निद्रा हार विहार पाद विजितऊ चतन दौदीनऊ चजऊ शंखा पूर्वक नाम गान लक्ष्मी कालाप स्वामितऊ निद्राहार विहार कादि विविदौ चतंतौ दीनौ चजौ गोपी भावर सांता विलहनी कल्लोल मग्नौ नमहु वंदे दूत सनातन कृष्ण कीर्तन गाऊ कृष्ण कीर्तन गानन तन परऊ राधा कुन्नत के कलिंद तनया
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hey Hare
is the Prabhupada quotes, you can see. It relates to the topic. There will be no city. You don't want cities. What about our city temples? No, no. For the time being, it may go on. But as we make progress, there will be no city. City means for the present we have got. Because it is there, where we are. But suppose city temple is closed, we shall be there. If city is closed, we shall be there. But we can predict that cities will go on for quite some time. Yes, it will go on. But then they will see that your ideal community is better than city life. People will take it. When one gets better standard of life, naturally he will give up the lower standard of life. This is Mayapur in our initial days, 1966. Don't bother about big buildings, it's not required. Useless waste of time. Therefore I'm asking so much here, form. That is not my program, Krishna's program. Ananda Bhavati Buddhani. Produce greenness everywhere, where Vrindavan. College has to be established immediately everywhere. Wherever we have got our center, Varnashrama College should be established to train 4 divisions. One class Brahmana, one class Kshatriya, one class Vaishya, one class Shudra. But everyone will be elevated to the spiritual platform by the spiritual activities we have prescribed. So Prabhupada is emphasizing Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, everybody is important. We need training. So kings needs training means we should train. The administrators need training, Prabhupada was mentioning.
Thank you. మనకి ఏడు సల్లల్లో ఆవో తల్లి కృష్ణుడికి.
By hearing, by discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, this Rajagun Tamagun has subdued. Then Satagun remains. Nasta prayas over the నిత్యం భాగవత జాతగుణ తమగుణ కెనాట్ డూ అస్ హార్మ్ దేర్ఫోర్ వర్ణాశ్రమ ధర్మ ఇస్ సో ఎసెన్షియల్ that people live in Sattva. Tamagun, Rajagun, Rajastama Bhava increases lust and greediness, and that implicate the living entity to exist in this material world in many, many forms. That is very dangerous. Therefore, they should be brought into Satagun, that is, establishment of Varnasam Dharma. How to bring?
This might decide, don't waste time for bodily comfort. So produce your own food, produce your own cloth. Wanted you into this. Now you are intelligent people, you do it purposefully. So basically today's topic like we'll be focusing on what is especially fourth wave. We understood like prescribed Prabhupada wants Prabhupada wants like systematically introduce Krishna consciousness in a four waves. Like when you see like from 1966, they're like if you see it's progressive, the ISKCON, you see the period 10 years, 11 years, Prabhupada movement. Like initially, that lot of focus on book distribution, Sankirtan, and after that, Prabhupada himself established 108 temples all over the globe. He mainly focused. And after that, there are so many initiated disciples. And gradually, if you see, like, when people progress, Prabhupada was very scientifically introduced to them. You know, when people, when you go out and do Sankirtan, they naturally come to the temple here. And they'll get attracted to the Archa Vigraha, Krishna. And when they become more serious when by doing devotion, and they are given initiation, that's the second, third level. After that, you see, when people get initiation, Prabhupada is telling you have to live a simple life. And that was like fourth movement. So, I don't know, to zoom out, like full view. This one?
Yeah.
Okay. So, these are four movements we're talking about here. And you can see the Prabhupada's like Sankirtan and deity worship, like, and we have a spiritual initiation moment we're talking about. And this is Juhu form, like Prabhupada was sitting there, like it was like a desert at the time. Now it's a big temple. So if you see graphic design, what it is, our basic like the autumn, the main part, what we are talking about Sankirtan, and everybody wants to be parts and parcel of Krishna, and we are devotees. First thing is chanting Hare Krishna and reading Prabhupada books. That's what we are doing in Sankirtan. And that's all, like, books and Harinam. And next is, like, we're talking about temple worship. We're focusing on deity worship. You know, when people get attracted, and so basically that's a moment we call it as temple worship. Like, next is spiritual initiation, when they get more serious and they have to take initiation. And above the globe is, like, class of society. So the basic autumn is, the basic thing is chanting Hare Krishna and reading Prabhupada books. So the way is focusing, like, we need everything. The notes become full. We are in phases. ISKCON is having phase in 30 years, like, where we are going. So concept is we should try to introduce into the next levels of preaching. That's called Varnashram we're talking about here. When you see this, books are the basis, that's the principle we follow. And purity, the force. Preaching is essence. We are doing the congregational preaching. That's what, like, previous slide you are saying, congregational preaching. Deity worship, we have preaching essence, and utility is a principle. Like Prabhupada says, produce what you need, use what is produced. It's a basic principle of Prabhupada, like, very emphasized. So if we summarize the video, this is what we are talking about here. Sankirtan movement, what we are doing right now in ISKCON, what is going on is like Japa Kirtan, Mrudanga, Kirtan publics, book distribution. We have a BBT specialized, which is focused on Prabhupada books. We have Bhaktivedanta Institute for scientific preaching, and we forgot BI, it's for scientific preaching. We have Gurukuls, one in Mayapur and Sri Govardhan. We have a Sanskrit, the Govardhan is, we have a Sanskrit school in Govardhan, if anybody knows. VIHE and MIHE and Bhaktivedanta called Radhadesh. So all these things, what we are trying is Sankirtan we are doing. We are getting knowledge, and it's basically all we are trying to do is a Brahminical training we are giving to the whole. That's the basic thing, we need it. When you talk about temple worship, what Prabhupada, like, when you see, like, what we did in US, New York is the first temple, and then Mayapur, then Mumbai. And Prabhupada emphasized and personally did like 108 temples. Sri Radha Krishna deity worship standard. And even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you see temples in Vrindavan, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself was there in like Yogapeta in Sri Mayapur. He constructed the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace personally by collecting 1 rupee. Anybody knows, like, Bhaktivinoda Thakur raised the funds. Everybody should give 1 rupee to construct temple of Lord Chaitanya. So he personally did it. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur established 64 Gaudiya Mathas in India as an institution. So all the, if you see acharyas, their emphasis, like, there's emphasis on temple worship to get attracted people to Acharya Vigraha. Spiritual initiation, we have a Diksha ceremony in ISKCON. We have a new Bhakta program and people comes in. We have a youth program. We have BYS, IYF, youth forums. And we have Sunday school, Namahatta, Bhakti Vriksha programs and congregational preaching. So basically all these programs to make devotee train and get advanced. Okay. can have this. So this is what, like, we have systematically introduced people get training on Brahminical culture and slowly elevating Krishna consciousness. Talking about the fourth wave, there are some developments and there are devotees trying to get this fourth movement, that is clausless society we are talking about here. But Prabhupada's, when Prabhupada was there, Prabhupada says personally that I couldn't complete this mission. Prabhupada's references are there. So Prabhupada didn't get time, but when you read Prabhupada's classes, when you read Prabhupada's books, Conversation from 1972, Prabhupada spoke so much emphasis on establishing Varnashrama. Prabhupada says this is the best solution. People stay in mode of goodness. Thank you, Prabhupada. People stay in mode of goodness and preach Krishna consciousness. But initially in Prabhupada, the emphasis mostly on Sankirtan and temple worship movement. So there are some references where Prabhupada told personally, this is in Veda base, you can refer if you want. Abhim Ramadas is telling, I was personally present on two occasions when Srila Prabhupada spoke about how important establishing Varnashrama was to him. Both times were in summer of 1977, in Prabhupada's room in Vrindavan, before he left to go to London. At the time, Tamal Krishna Goswami was Srila Prabhupada's personal secretary and I was assistant. I was also Prabhupada's nurse. The first time several devotees were with Srila Prabhupada, we knew that his health was getting weaker. He was talking to a devotee about his imminent departure. I have no lamentation. Prabhupada said, he paused for a few seconds, then he said, no, I have one lamentation. A devotee asked, because we have not finished translation Srimad Bhagavatam? Prabhupada replied, no. No, that I have not established Varnashrama. So even you can see the video, Prabhupada's in deathbed is mentioning, it's really important. People stay in Sattvagun, establishing Varnashrama. On next occasion, some later, I was with Srila Prabhupada in his room when he made a statement, 50% of my work is not complete because of I have not established Varnashrama. So, strong references are there instructing Prabhupada to all the disciples, grand disciples. It's very important to establish Varnashrama. So, what's this Varnashrama? It's a big topic. If you say in India, come and say Varnashrama, it's Brahmana, Shudra, Vaishya. As soon as you're Shudra, you're going to sue in a court. It's a big this thing. You cannot say casteisms. It's then you will say it's not really casteism we are establishing, Prabhupada wants. Yes, it's Varnas, four Varnas and four Ashramas. We're talking Varnashrama. But if you see broadly, if you see Prabhupada's this thing, what is Varnashrama? Fourth way contains. it's basically Gurukuls and an education point of view and Varnashrama colleges. When you say Varnashrama college, it's basically Prabhupada wants a college where we get training in all the Varnas, like Brahmana, Kshatriya, Shudra, Vaishya. It's very important to get training. That's we call talking about Varnashrama college. We go through each section here. We come to detailedly. So what I spoke is what Prabhupada's instructions and what is Varnashrama and what we are focusing. So our focus topics are this, and if we get time, we'll go more, but if we have less time, we'll just short it out. So education, we are talking, and we are talking about village and farm communities. We are talking about cow protection and self-sufficient localized economics. So this is what meant by Prabhupada's Varnashram Dharma. And that's what we talk about. 50%. What is 50% is? We have so many differences. Brahmana means we talk about head, and Kshatriya means you have to talk about the whole body. And legs are Shudras. Stomach is Vaishya. So to work like to work a society, you need all the thing. What he's trying to do is like our ISKCON is basically now its initial stages are focusing on Brahmana. We are not focusing. There are a lot of attempts going on, but our main focus is not that right now. Our main focus is Brahman training to any devotee. Second is we don't have a training for this, which is shown here. Kshatriya is like body and belly, Vaishya and legs are Shudra. So let's select. We should focus as a society. Basically, as an international society for Krishna consciousness, society we are talking about, there is no much society is here. We should emphasize on it as a society. Okay, so we have some references Bhagavad Gita like Chaturvarna Maya system. Unless in human society the Varnashram system is not introduced, no scheme or social order, health order, any order, political order, successful purpose. Conversation Vrindavan. So, Krishna also telling like four varnas and four ashramas. There is one more quote from Prabhupada, like where his emphasis. If we focus on first canto Srimad Bhagavatam, like Prabhupada told so much about simple living. One quote I just extracted. It's very. Nobody should take to very hardship labor. The modern civilization has discovered severe types of dangerous industries, and laborers are attracted for high wages. But they should not accept such work. Then naturally there will be less capitalistic idea. Because the laborer cooperates, therefore demonic persons, they take advantage and make unnecessary increase of artificial demands of the body. Better one should be satisfied with agriculture produce than go into larger cities to be engaged in industry. Peaceful life demanding on agriculture produce can bring him real happiness and prosperity, not otherwise. The more persons will be satisfied in their home, with home economics, not to go outside home, that is peaceful life. In India, Mahatma Gandhi tried to organize village in that way, so that not to drag the people to the town. So peaceful atmosphere can be attained only when there is a large-scale village organization, actually village life, not to borrow the ideas from cities in the village life. Poet Cowper said that country is made by God and cities and towns are made by man. So that is distinction. So actually, if you say Gandhi's lifestyle, and Gandhi is also a very intelligent person, Prabhupada's praise a lot of times. Some of the occasions he told Gandhi is Duratma and is not Mahatma, it's true. But we should also, he's a saint in some perspective, because Gandhi used to do all the four movements. Like every day morning he used to do bhajan, every day mandatory. And he used to go to temple and worship. He used to always read Gita. So there is some sense of spiritual understanding. Even like when Prabhupada wrote to, there is a lot of letters Prabhupada wrote to Jawaharlal Nehru. And he wrote one essay and extracts of that. Prabhupada wrote one essay on Gita Nagari. There is a Gita Nagari, right? We have a form in US. He wrote that how the Gita Nagari should be. On Gita Nagari means on the principles of Bhagavad Gita. The society should run. That's Prabhupada meant. We have some, we can read, I mean, in folio it's there, essay on Gita Nagari. Prabhupada's emphasis how the society should run. And Prabhupada is telling that, you know, it's basically meant for, we should have a village organization. There is one more quote from Prabhupada, like 1977, Prabhupada says, he wrote in a conversation that, if I get a time, I'll go to every corner of village and preach. His disciple, one is arranging ambassador car, is telling, I'll go to every village and preach. So Prabhupada's emphasis is that if we focus on villages as a mass, there's so much scope of changing India. India is a grassroots, a village, not a city-based. Indian economy, 82% of Indian economy is based on still village, still agriculture. IT is only 16% in India. So Prabhupada says that we should reach out villages and focus, then only our movement will be successful. So even a lot of if we Acharya's emphasis is there, like when Bhaktisiddhanta wanted to go into preaching in Kolkata, he was Gaur Krishnadas Mahavaj warned, you know, like cities. Prabhupada said, yes, cities we need, cities only to preach. We devotees, we should not stay. That's what Prabhupada told. It's basically rajasic, tamasic, and brahmacharis and step out of the temple or sometimes within the temple. So there are like problems in a modern life which was emphasized here. Food, water, and health, a lot of aspects. Even like, we see, I mean, devotee says, no, this is all correct bullshit. You know, you're talking about, chanting Hare Krishna is best. I'm happy here. I'm advancing Krishna consciousness. But if you see, if you see what happened in ISKCON also, we are doing chanting and we have best literature, best food, best laughter. We have seen some devotees are not able to stay in ISKCON for some time. I mean, we have seen a lot of things. So there are a lot of influence of modes when you stay in a modern life. So by Sattvagun, Prabhupada told in video also, like, in Gumada goodness, there is more chances for spiritual life. In Rajas and Tamas, there is more chances to fall down. So city is basically meant for Rajas and Tamo. So basically it's what we are trying to do is something different. Lifestyles conflict here. Ill means of earning, occupation, unnatural. So basically we are preaching to come to Krishna consciousness, but we should also give a lifestyle. Prabhupada gave a lifestyle as a devotee how we should stay. If we do a fourth wave, if we inculcate, if we try to, so what we are trying to do, we are going to solve some problems in ISKCON right now. What we have, play schools, colleges, modern education system, Shikshalaya, Gurukuls. So we should able to, proper emphasis, this modern education is demonic. Prabhupada don't want especially our children to go to schools, modern schools. He said there should be Gurukuls. Prabhupada tried. In Prabhupada time we have Dallas and other Gurukuls. There are some hitbacks and there are some problems in ISKCON like of Gurukuls. But it's not that we should not try. And we should have more emphasis. So we should have some, for children basically like Shikshalaya Gurukuls. And we should have Varnashrama colleges, international basic education for them. I read Bhaktisiddhanta Vallabha book. There is Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, our third generation, what we talk about next children, they'll become pure devotees. That's what Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya says. Because all the samskaras are being performed in third generation. And there is more likely we have a pure devotees. And even Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says that I'll come back in third generation and preach in Vrindavan and South India. So we have a Vanaprastha Ashram. We don't have a solid program for Vanaprasthas in ISKCON. But there are devotees like full-time engaging and doing service in the temple. If we say an agrarian based, if they're taking care of children and taking care of Gurukuls, teaching them, it's more ideal. Cows, so our whole, we talk about fourth wave, it's basically our pillar is cow. We talk about village, our pillar is cow. So produce magical food, enhancing spiritual life and happy live in Goshalas. So cows are very important, which Brahmanas teach us to guide society can be anxiety. Most of the Gurus, especially, when we talk about Brahmanas, we have Brahmacharis staying in temple, but most of the Gurus, if we say they want to preach full time, we don't have a proper system. They get engaged in a proper way. We have a system for Brahmacharis, not for Gurus. Whenever they want to preach, they have a problem of livelihood. So we just talked about, you know, what we have a subtopics I mentioned, like cow protection, village preaching, and forms. So we'll go to the subtopics. If you have any questions, we can talk, or we can just proceed with the. Okay. We'll proceed. Okay. So we're talking about cow protection here. We have every day we sing Namo Brahmane Devaya, Go Brahmanitaya, Chajagadaya, Krishnaya, Govindaya, Namo Namo. My Lord, you are the well-wisher of the cows and the Brahmanas. You are the well-wisher of entire human society and world. So first Krishna is telling cows. So Krishna likes two things basically. One is, first is cows and then Brahmanas. So unless we protect cows, we are not pleasing Krishna. So we should emphasize on protection of cows more. Prabhupada says Lord Krishna is a prime protector of Brahmanical culture and the cow. Without knowing the present these, one cannot realize the science of God, and without this knowledge, any welfare activities or humanitarian propaganda cannot be successful. Prabhupada also says that unless we take care of cows, which is very dear to Krishna, the God relation, science of God cannot be understood. So it's very important as a devotees especially to understand why cow protection is more important. As soon as cow protection say, are you RSS person, they'll say. It's not true. We are not Hindus as such, Prabhupada told some. But we should understand as a Hindus, on broader aspect, we should protect cows. We should have courtesy of, unless like in Goloka, everywhere cows are there, only cows. Unless you acquainted with what Krishna is doing in Vrindavan, we should able to acquainted, or else it's unnatural. We are going to what we are going to do, Goloka Vrindavan. So we should be. So yeah, we know that cow is basically 330 million demigods are there. You see a picture. Especially cow is like a some questions we'll ask as soon as, why only cow? Even goat you can protect. Yes, Krishna is telling everything we had. Krishna will protect every living entity, and we should not kill any animals. Especially why cow? Because we'll say as soon as cow, we'll say it's Krishna likes, so I like protecting cows. It's true, but we should also understand a logical perspective. Why cows' emphasis are there? Because unless like without knowledge, it's sentiment. It's just sentiment. Cow protection everywhere. It's a sentiment. It's not sentiment. We have knowledge. Especially cow is actually it's a mother. Bhagavatam says out of seven mothers, cow is one of the mother. And also like if we have a like when you go through like. Especially cow has a very special characteristics of a mother. Like we see a lot of, even like cow has a glands of giving milk. If cow gives one cough, it has a, for cough you have a two glands to take milk. And yet extra one gland, two glands for human beings. It's always like it's mother for us because she gives milk. And like why it has a natural feelings. In Vrindavan, if you see Krishna, like if you see Krishna book, if the cows are overly whelmed and they're very happy, they give milk. We don't need to milk the cows. So that's the nature of mother cow. So that's the reason cow is called not animal in Shastra. It's called Prani. Because the cow's milk, it as per Ayurveda, everything we eat, it has a prana, it's a life. So cow's milk has the highest life content. cow has one Suryaketu Nadi, which is on the back. If you see on the back, Lakshmi Devi is there. There you have a Nadi called Suryaketu Nadi, where it absorbs the luminous of the sky and absorbs the products of which will increase the life of every person. But a lot of scientists says that cow's milk is not good. It's true, because the cow milk in US, it's not good. They are not milk here, especially US, it's been come from Jersey, which is not a cow. It's a pig. It's basically a big pig, actually. It's a semen of crossbreed pig. So it's dangerous for health, it's agreed. But indigenous crowds, that's a breed of Indian cows. It's very good milk. Especially it gives lot of, especially for children, they'll say we should give only cow milk. So it's very important that we should, as a devotees, we should take the cow milk, and ghee also very important, cow ghee. In any Ayurvedic medicine, without cow ghee, they don't work. So very natural. So when you talk about, when you talk about cow protection, every day we have, like, in India, we have 50,000 cows are been killed every day. In US, it's 1 lakh cows. So it's very difficult when you talk about cow protection. Cow protection is basically... we're done? Okay. How much time we have? We're done. Okay. Okay. So I'll next day. Okay, bro. Thank you. Hare Bol.